May 23. Dispelling Darkness. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2. The church has been appointed as the medium through which divine light is to shine into the moral darkness of this world, and the peace-giving beams of the Sun of Righteousness fall upon the hearts of men. Personal labor with individuals and with families constitutes a part of the work to be done in God's moral vineyard. The meekness, the patience, the forbearance, the love of Christ must be revealed in the homes of the land. The church must arise and shine. Radiant with the spirit and power of the truth, the people of God must go forth to a world lying in darkness to make manifest the light of the glory of God. God has given to man noble powers of mind to be employed to his honor, and in the missionary work these powers of mind are called into active exercise. Wise improvement and development of the gifts of God will be seen in his servants. Day by day there will be growth in the knowledge of Christ. He who once spake as never man spake, who wore the garb of humanity, is still the great teacher. As you follow in his footsteps, seeking the lost, angels will be near. And through the illumination of the Spirit of God, greater knowledge will be obtained as to the best ways and means for accomplishing the work committed to your hands. Those who should have been the light of the world have shed forth but feeble and sickly beams. What is light? It is piety, goodness, truth, mercy, love. It is the revealing of the truth in the character and life. The gospel is dependent on the personal piety of its believers for its aggressive power. And God has made provision through the death of his beloved Son that every soul may be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Every soul is to be a bright and shining light, showing forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Review and Herald, March 24, 1891.